أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وما أرسلنا من رسول إلا ليطاع بإذن الله ولو أنهم ظلموا أنفسهم جاءوك فاستغفروا الله واستغفر لهم الرسول لوجدوا الله توابا رحيما. In the previous ayat, Allah Ta'ala explained, and the ayat which are under discussion is when a munafiq who looked like, acts like a Muslim, had an argument with a Jew, and for the settlement they came to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gave the judgment which was in favor of the Jew because he was on the right. Then this munafiq took the matter to Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu for a second judgment. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu brought out his sword and killed him there and then. That after Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam gave a judgment, how can you go to anyone else for another second judgment? And that is the teaching of the Quran Sharif also in various ayat. The family people of this person then made a case against Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu and brought it to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam that he killed him wrongly, that he, that person did not go for another judgment but he went for a settlement and just to make peace between them. And then Allah revealed these ayah to show that they are lying. He didn't go to make peace or a settlement, he went for a second judgment. With regard to that, Allah Ta'ala has given various instructions which we should also take, learn and bring in our lives. So Allah Ta'ala says, أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ يَعْلَمُ اللَّهُ مَا فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ. یہ وہ لوگ ہیں کہ اللہ جانتا ہے جو ان کے دل میں ہے. Allah Ta'ala knows perfectly well what is in their hearts. These munafiqeen, the hypocrites, they are pretending to be Muslims but they want to cause harm to Islam and to Muslims. And Allah Ta'ala knows their condition and Allah informed Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam also. But Allah Ta'ala gave this command, فَعَارِضْ عَنْهُمْ. So to unse taghaful kar. So you ignore them. You make as if you don't know and you just keep on treating them as though they are Muslims and show them good kindness, etc. Don't disgrace them, humiliate them, don't turn them away. وَعِذْهُمْ اور ان کو نصیحت کر. And advise them also. Hopefully they will learn a lesson and they will come right. Keep on advising them also. وَقُلْ لَهُمْ فِي أَنفُسِهِمْ قَوْلًا بَلِيغًا. اور ان سے کہ ان کے حق میں بات کام کی. And tell them such words which will be of benefit to them. So this is a very important instruction for us, that those people, that though we know they are like our enemies, they want to harm us, but if there isn't any harm that they will cause, then we should try and keep a relationship with them as though they are our friends, though they are our enemies. We should show them that akhlaq. And we should keep on giving them good advice also and tell them such words that will have an effect on their heart so that they could make tawbah and change their ways. So even for such people, Allah Ta'ala shows that you, O Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, keep your heart big for them and overlook this wrong what they are doing. They are causing you a lot of harm. And they are also always insulting and speaking bad about the Muslims and even about Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then further Allah Ta'ala says, why is this all? Why is Allah allowing this? And why is Allah giving this allowance that they should be treated in a nice way? وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا مِنْ رَسُولٍ إِلَّا لِيُطَاعَ بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ. اور ہم نے کوئی رسول نہیں بھیجا مگر اس واسطے کہ اس کا حکم مانے اللہ کے فرمانے سے. And we have not sent any Rasul to any nation, but that the people follow him by the command of Allah. That is, when Allah will give them tawfiq, then they will follow that Rasul. So this is the purpose of a Rasul coming, that he must wean the people over and take them towards Allah Ta'ala. And also bi-idhnillah means that he must make his full effort that he brings people to be obedient to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. So for that purpose, if the Nabi will be harsh and hard and he just chases people away, then there are many people who will not understand that these are munafiqs and they've got kufr in their hearts. That's why they are being chased away. Outwardly they look at Muslims, then the weak Muslims will also think that yeah, even the Muslims get chased away. And they are not allowed also to come anywhere near Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And the work of the Rasul is to call people to the obedience of Allah Ta'ala. That is the overriding factor, that they see what, in which way will the people come towards Allah Ta'ala and the people become obedient to Allah Ta'ala. That is the very purpose of a Rasul coming. And then I mean a Rasul, those who are the deputies and vicegerents of the Rasul, the ulama-i-kiram, this is their duty also. And here in this ayat, Allah Ta'ala is explaining what their duty. Their duty is also to call towards Allah Ta'ala. And they must also use the same principles which Allah Ta'ala has given to call people towards Allah. Even if somebody treats them bad, they must tolerate it. They must have a big heart and allow for it all. And they must keep in mind that our duty is to call them towards Allah and towards the obedience of Allah Ta'ala. That is what we have to do. They will treat us in a bad way. Just like children, they don't understand. You tell them something good, they will fight with you, they will shout at you, they will become, they will pull up their faces, etc. But you as the parents, you know what is good for them, and you especially the mother, how many times she forces the child to go and sleep, for example, or to eat. The child doesn't want to eat, the child doesn't want to sleep, but the mother knows this is what is good for the child. And the mother's work is to bring up the child properly. But children have got their own attitude, so they act in a different way. Like that for the Rasul and the vicegerents of the Rasul, the ulama, they should also know what is their work. They have to call people towards Allah, save people from the fire of Jahannam. People are going to be rude to them. People won't understand because of their ignorance, because of their love for dunya, their lust they have got, and they will oppose the anbiya, they will oppose the ulama, but they must overlook them. They must have a big heart and tolerate those people. And the overriding factor, call them, and how we can bring them towards the obedience of Allah Ta'ala. May Allah let us understand the teachings of the Quran, and more than that, to act upon that, and more than that, we make dua that Allah Ta'ala accepts from us as well. Wa akhirul dawah.